Welcome back. This is Jesse Gilbert, aka General Hakan, Wiles Ambassador to Humanity. So yeah, regarding communication with aliens, I actually think it's very likely that aliens really do exist, because the invention of the microchip in modern computers seems like almost miraculous. You know, the idea that humans could just invent microchips and computers is pretty hard to figure out exactly how it happened, but there were probably some clues dropped from advanced life forms. I don't remember exactly where I read it, but I think I read somewhere that, you know, the founding of, like, it might have been IBM way back when, or one of the major computer corporations, had something to do with, like, spacecraft technology that was found in microchips, which were reverse engineered. And then, you know, that technology was used to build, you know, the modern technology as we know it, our modern communication systems and our more advanced, you know, a big part of our more advanced aerospace technology. So, yeah, there may actually really be aliens and intelligent life. So, communicating with aliens, how does it work? Well, here's what we're going to have aboard the WOW space fleet. I have hacked the Microsoft 26 languages language packs and upgraded them with derivative works. So that's all legal, and that their 5,000 Bar Bunny legal team can't mess with the Alpha Cyberwolf. We actually didn't get all 26 languages. We upgraded, I think, 12 of them. You know, I'm working with someone who's an expert in linguistics, and we have all the data needed to meet the requirements for transformativeness, right? So Microsoft's language packs, some of them were built, to my knowledge, they were built on Rajet's Thesaurus, which is the copyright's expired. You know, they built it on that. And then the other languages, they probably had to compile. They probably paid a pretty penny for those. But that's the gem of the empire that I snatched and upgraded, and now I'm using it for spaceflight. That's the reality of gritty technology development. It's not the pretty glossed over fake hipster tech media where I put on a fake glossed over show with, you know, nice pink buttons on my website to show what a white trash subhuman faggot geek I am to take $1 trillion just to put on a facade that I'm so much more quote unquote professional. No, I'm giving you a dose of reality about space travel, and you should appreciate it, because the reality of space travel is brutal physics and things like getting sucked out of air sockets and freezing to death in outer space, right? Do I need to put on some pink nail polish on my website to make it more palatable for you white trash faggots? If there are any of you listening, if there's any decent humans listening, you understand and you aren't offended by reality. So, anyway, the communications technology is 26 language warp speed thesauruses, and we can intercept communications and use complex artificial intelligence linguistics interpretations. And we've combined it with the best quotes, proverbs, parables, and sayings of collective HI, human intelligence, right? So yeah, quotes are the best thing to study for learning about civilizations, and it's going to be the same thing when we colonize new galaxies. You know, when we encounter alien civilizations, the things that we're going to want to get a hold of immediately are the collections of their best, very best, and very most pithiest quotes, proverbs, parables, and sayings. No, dipshit, white trash, subhuman geeks. We don't want their big data. We want their little data, the littlest amount of data possible, the most highly refined and concentrated wisdom of alien cultures in the form of the pithiest, quotes, proverbs, parables, and sayings that we can put them into our linguistics interpretation machine, hack them, and try not to get blown into a nuclear oblivion by offending them. Is that too complicated to understand? Like, have you seen the movie Mars Attacks and what it's like trying to communicate with life forms that already have spaceflight technology? You don't know what's going through their mind. You don't know if it was you gave the wrong peace sign and they thought it meant war and then they just nuked you. You think nuclear bombs are anything compared to what alien space travelers might have? I'll incinerate you in 1 second if you try to flex wrong. So it has to be a careful and measured thing. And that's what I'm trying to explain, is that when we're flying around space in the WOW space fleet and, you know, smoking weed, it's safe to fly the WOW space vehicles while whatever you want to call it, high. You can smoke as much cannabis and bump your good music. There won't be drinking on there. None of white trash pigs are going to try to outlaw weed and make alcohol legal in this space fleet. It's just not going to happen. You know, they just give up. So when we're flying around outer space in the WOW's hemp thermoplastic space fleet, the wolf owl canine theme space fleet, not smoking weed and listening to good music, not white trash geek music, but, you know, like the good stuff. It can be a combination. When we encounter alien life forms, we're going to ask for little data. Please give us the most condensed collections of your wisdom that we might use our linguistics hacking software based on all the languages of planet Earth using artificial intelligence, computational CPU leverage, that we can crack the code as soon as possible, read through what you have to say, try to understand, like, where you're coming from, you know, like what your outlook is, and then, you know, avoid getting incinerated by superior weaponry, right? You know, you don't want to tell an alien, like, suck my dick, nigga. You know, it just, no, you know, that might piss an alien off who has something that's like over a trillion times as powerful as a nuclear bomb, you know? You might just like click a little button and then it's like what do you think advanced life form space race technology is? You can just fly up to them like some white trash and like roll on them, you know, like one of those, cowboy, you know, it's a little cowboy, but you know, you don't want to be stupid when you're dealing with beings that have like trillions of years of technology development and weaponry. You don't want to flex on them. I'm wrong. I don't think it's a good idea. So yeah, hopefully this isn't over your heads. I mean, do you understand that having all the Microsoft language packs upgraded with transformativeness for 110% legal compliance, no room for their 5,000 man, woman, whatever, geek team of bar bunny lawyers to say anything. And then we can use those language packs to intercept and interpret alien communications when we're flying around outer space, smoking weed in the WOW space fleet. And that's intellectual property law and space race politics. You know, you can probably, if you try to murder a competitor in the space race and you lose, you know, it's not like a little slap on the wrist, you know, go back to work type thing. It's more like your body, soul, and spirit getting transmuted into eternal space travel technology. And I didn't invent the game, but that's reality. That's how it is. And anybody who thinks different is not even a three-month-old baby in terms of maturity about economics, technology, law, and the real stakes in space travel.